The 14th chapter of the book of Luke, the 33rd verse, says, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." Now, God says there's just certain things that we're to forsake. Now, if you remember, I spoke to you. I feel comfortable that by looking at the scriptures, looking at his disciples, that they did not just walk away from everything that they had. Peter had a house. Peter had a wife. Peter had a mother-in-law. And as far as I know, those remained. But what I tried to stress last week, where it talks about that forsaken, that means to renounce or send away. And what he's talking about is the willingness in our heart that there is nothing that we have that we would not willingly walk away from if God asks us to. And I believe that is what God is trying to teach us. If God asks us to, just like he did the Apostle Paul, we'll probably find out today if we get to it. I don't know how many of the scriptures we'll get to. But the Apostle Paul walked away from everything. I mean everything. And he gave it all to the Lord. And God required that of him. God asked him to do that. So I'm just trying to say, you know, to us, we can be the disciple of the Lord, but if we want to hoard all of these things of this world and love these things of this world, God says that's not being a disciple. Now, I didn't say that wasn't being a child of God. You got to remember, there's a difference. You get saved by putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You become a child of God. But then as a child of God, you begin to be dealt with as a child of God. I tried to explain that yesterday. We had a good visit with a man yesterday, Levi and I, and tried to explain to him. There's a difference the way that God deals with a man who's lost and the man who's a child of God. Once you get saved, truly trust Christ, then he begins to deal with you as a child. And he begins to, share and take things away from us and add things to us. And he begins to build us as a child of God. So kind of from that, be willing, whatever it is, be willing to walk away from it if God would ask it. Amen. All right. Now, over in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. Let me read the 24th verse. "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In other words, he says here that if we are going to walk after the Lord, any man will come after me, he says, let him deny himself. We are to deny self. In other words, what we want doesn't matter. Because it says after that, deny self, he says, follow me. Walk with me. And we need to be willing to deny self. God's, there's a lot of things this old self wants to do, wants to head in a different direction and wants to do. And that's not always certainly the will of God. We got to be very careful. He said, deny our wants and follow him. What does he want? And so again, this is self-denial. In serving God, we've got to learn to not put us first, what we want first, but what he wants first. You agree with that? Don't you think that's right? You see, and that is on a daily basis. That's not just once in a while. That's as we walk through life on a daily basis. And so he says to deny self, pick up your cross, whatever it is God has put upon you, you pick it up and you follow him. See, self is not important. It's what Jesus wants. I've said it so many times, and I think it's true, that if we will just on a daily basis say, Lord, what would you want? What would you do in this situation? You know the book, In His Steps. I suppose a lot of you have read that book probably. It's an old, old book, but it's a tremendous book. It changed my life. It's called In His Steps. I think Sheldon was the name of the author. And it changed my life. In His Steps. In other words, everything that you do during the day, kind of have it in your mind, what would Jesus do in this situation? What would he do? And I would encourage you, you can still find that book. I would encourage you to read it. It's a great book, good book. And it helped me tremendously. And I think, again, that's what the Lord is teaching here in these scriptures. Deny self, follow Christ. Amen? And you got to do that. And if you get your mind trained to, as you go through the day, to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would he do? See? Okay. And then also, I want to go to the book of Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter, the eighth verse. Say, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. That's what I was talking about just a little while ago about the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul says he lost all things. And he said, you know what? They don't matter. They're just as dung. Why? Because knowing Christ and winning Christ, in other words, letting Christ be first in his life, is more important than all the things in all the world. And I want to tell you something, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, but I'm saying to you, Paul said, that's the way we ought to look at life. These other things, and I think probably more than likely, as you are getting a little bit older, things of this world are kind of growing not as important. They just don't mean what maybe they did used to mean. Amen? And that's what God wants. He wants us to just, count all things as but dung, he said, that we may win Christ. Him and his work is more important. Now I want to go over to the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. The 14th verse, he says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. God says, when we're saved, he said, put on Christ. What's he saying to us? He's saying to us, do like Jesus would do. Be what how he would react. We've done this Wednesday night. We talked about this Wednesday night. Is to possess the land. Be what Jesus would be. What would he do? Put him on. And he says, and make not provision for the flesh. Now, if we stopped right there, we'd say, you mean God don't even want us to worry about taking food or clothing or anything like this? He adds then to that what he's talking about, because he said, don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And that, it's interesting, because in the Strong's Concordance, the word lust speaks, and the definition of that word says it's a longing for that which is forbidden. That's what God is trying to get us to understand. There's lust of the flesh that are forbidden, that are not right. And he's telling us, because if we will put on Jesus, put on Christ, then we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And they are a lot of lust of the flesh. See, those things that are forbidden, you see, we have a desire for those things that are forbidden. And he says, no, 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 no. He says, you put on Jesus. Now, what I'm trying to do is just trying to help us to understand that self-denial is necessary. There's just a lot of things we have to look at and say, no, I mean, the world may do that, but I can't do it. I can't do it. Why? Because God would not have me to do it. It's forbidden in the Word of God. So anyway, that same person we dealt with yesterday was telling me his wife had left him. And here was what she said to him. Well, you know, God has a reason for everything. He may just want me to leave you. And he asked me, he said, is that true? And I said, of course it's not true, because it's against the Bible, the Word of God. That's why we know it isn't true. And that's what, but you know, that's a big thing, and that's easy to answer. But you know, there's a lot of things in our life that we've got to determine. Is it against the Bible? Is it against what the Lord would have us to do? And if it is, we've got to abstain from that. You see, there's just, you know, just things we've got to look at in our life and see. And that's what he's saying to us there. But put ye on the Lord Jesus, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I'm going to, instead of turning you over there, but I'm going to read you a verse of scripture. He says, this I say, and this is in Galatians 5:16. If you want to turn over there, if you want to write it down, it's fine. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Once again, the lust of the flesh is those things, a longing after those things that are forbidden. But how does he say to get around that? Walk in the Spirit. Walk under the control of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, he'll never lead you wrong. Amen? See, that's important, folks. I mean, every one of us here, we need to have a conscious knowing that the Holy Spirit is in us and wants to guide us. This man was a little shocked yesterday that the fact that God would guide him on a daily basis. He's a Christian. There's no doubt. He had a good testimony when he accepted Christ as his Savior. But I think he didn't realize the Holy Spirit's in him to guide him and direct him. But he'll never guide you and direct you contrary to this book. Amen. Isn't that important to remember? That's important to remember. He'll never tell you anything that's contrary to this precious Bible. You see, he never will do that. So walk in the Spirit. Walk under the control of the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? All right. Now, let's go over to 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 11th verse. Scripture here. It's 1 Peter. I'm sorry. Second chapter of 1 Peter. He says in verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. And there again, we've got to understand, and hopefully you do, that we are, as the Bible says there, that we are simply pilgrims and strangers in this world. Once we get saved, we're no longer really a part of this world. I know we're in this world, but we're not a part of this world. And we're pilgrims and strangers to the way this world acts and does. So God says, and if you'll do that, he says, abstain from fleshly lust. I don't know what problems you have in your life. I know you have some. You're a human being. I know you have them. But remember something. The power of Jesus Christ is capable of overcoming them. It is available to us. And we just need to walk in the Spirit of God, and we need to overcome those things by His power. Okay? And you need to do that on a daily basis. I usually pray, Lord, help me die today. Now, I don't mean that wrong, but I usually ask the Lord to help me die. Apostle Paul said he died daily. I want to die daily. I really do. I just want to die. I just don't want this old world to affect me. Amen. You kick a dead man and he ain't going to react. You can speak evil about a dead man and he's not going to react. That's the way I want to be. Didn't say that's the way I am all the time. I said that's the way I want to be. I really do. And God wants us to die. Well, you have to do that on a daily basis. And there's areas of your life that you have to deal with, and you have to ask God's help, and you have the Holy Spirit of God to help you and guide you and direct you in the things of your life. Now again, I'm going to read out of Galatians, but 5th chapter, 24th verse. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Once again, he said, you know, if you belong to Jesus, you crucify, you kill those affections of the world and the lusts, those longing after those things which are forbidden, you kill those. You crucify them. Amen. Gotta do it. Amen. Gotta do it. Then he also says in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, 5th verse, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, and again that word inordinate means lust, affections, evil concupiscence, which means evil desires, and covetousness. He says, mortify them. That word mortify means to kill. Kill it. And we've got to do that. Now, folks, every single person in this room has a problem with their flesh. Not a one of us that don't. But we've got to kill those evil affections that come out. We've got to kill them. Amen? Got to mortify them. Okay? Now, that goes again, as I said, on self-denial. It's this we're talking about today, I think, really serious business. What God wants us to do, He wants us to quit caring about the things of this world and letting them rule our life. Get back to the Spirit of God guiding and directing us on a daily basis. Okay? All right. Now, over in Ephesians, I think it's the 4th chapter. I'll look here in a minute. The 4th chapter of Ephesians. In verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And I think the interesting part of this is that what God has been telling us all along is here that we have to do it. Put ye off the old man, he says. That's the way you used to live. That's the way you used to think. That's what you used to do. He said, put it off. Because that's where the lusts come from. Put them off, and then he tells us to put on the new man. Put on Christ. And again, that takes self-denial. It takes just saying no to self. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to be that way anymore. And again, constantly through the Scriptures, God is over and over teaching us that we need to self-denial and be more like Him. Now, over in the book of Romans again, 12th chapter, Book of Romans. Twelfth chapter, and let's read verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You notice there, he said, don't be conformed. It's like a mold. Don't be put in the mold of this world, but be transformed. And he said, how do you do that? By the renewing of your mind. You've got to change the way you used to think. You got to look at things different. You got to look at it the way that Jesus would look at it, what he would say and how he would act, what he would do. You see that, and he said, we've got to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And that means being willing to deny the things of this world and to be transformed and be like Jesus. You know, I know this wasn't probably a very exciting lesson, but I felt it was very necessary that we get a hold of this and understand that is done on a daily basis. And we have to do it. He tells us to put him on and to put off the old man. He tells us to do that. He gives us the capability of doing it. And so I just want to encourage you. Just think about these things as you go through the day, what we've just talked about here today. We could look at many more verses of Scripture. But I'm just saying to you, please think about on a daily basis when old Satan wants to lead your mind and your actions and a different way. Think, no, I've got to deny that. I've got to abstain from that. And I've got to be what Jesus would want me to be. And I'll tell you, it'll change your life. It'll just help you so much. And it'll put a joy in your life. You know, it's joyful to live for Jesus. I mean, it really is. It's a wonderful thing. To have that close communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. And so, I just say to you, maybe it's been a help. Be encouraged by it, not discouraged. Just know that God will help you, amen, to put it off, the old man off, and the new man on. Father, thank you again today for your grace, your goodness, your kindness. Just thank you for who Jesus is. And Father, certainly help us as a people to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.